we are the third line from the bottom. I'm Mevavim Rav. Rabbi Shem Ava Bar Barchanos and Barca said the following Maisa over. Bar Kaporo trained Talmidoi. Bar Kaporo is two students. They were guests by a certain Balabas. But in Pundaka, or there's another Girsa which says that they were guests in a certain motel, the Barkasa, in the city of Barkasa. Api Kumehom. So he brought in front of them Pargon, that's chicken, Vachunya, two different interpretations here. Which make a major difference. Moshe says achunia are prunes, but most of the Mefarshim say that achunia are not prunes, but rather are a form of grass. Achu, it's a form of grass. It's kind of I guess sprouts would be a similar thing to achunia. Kaflutin, and kaflutin are cabbage, which are bona fide vegetables. And that is Shardana discussion. Now, what discussion here also is a question. How to learn their discussion. According to B'nai Moshe, the discussion is, which bracha is the best bracha to make here? Now, you have, if it's according to B'nai Moshe, was shakal, for the chicken, ho'et, for the prunes, and adama, for the cabbage. According, however, to the most Mefarshim, you had shakal for the chicken. The achunya is a question what bracha to make, because it might be considered to be a vegetable, in which case it's adama. It might be considered to be a shakal because it's only a grass, so it's not really a vegetable. It might not require bracha at all because it could be considered as being tafel. In other words, you're not going to eat grass by itself. It's going to come kind of like an herb or like a accompaniment to the other food.
The topping,
right. So the question was, which bracha to make, either because we want to make a bracha which is going to be inclusive, or because we want to make a bracha which is going to exempt that which is tafel to the others. Okay? So that's what the shaila is. Amru, they said, so we started discussing the varech hakafluta. Maybe we should make a bracha on the cabbage. Du patar achnaisa. Well, that'll patter up the prunes, if they're prunes, because adama includes aids, right?
Doesn't aids have a higher?
Aids has a higher level, but according to B'nai Moshe, the shaila is which bracha is going to include which others, right? So it'll patter up the prunes. V'lo patar parkisa, but it's not going to patter up the chicken, because the chicken is shakal, so it's not included in the adama. You know, according to most of Farshim, again, well, the way to explain it is that if we make a bracha on adama, on the cabbage, then the grass will be tafel to the cabbage. That's okay. That'll work. However, it still is not going to take care of the chicken, right? Nevarach al achunaisa. If we make a bracha on the achunaisa, lo pater lo deim lo deim. So according to B'nai Moshe, obviously to make a bracha on the prunes, it ain't going to do any good for anything else, right? Because there are eights, and nothing else is eights. Everything else is either shakal or adama. According to the other Mefarshim, if you make a bracha on the chunaisa, which is a tafel, so it doesn't patter an ikar, right? Since it itself is only a topping, so it's not going to patter anything else. You can't patter up neither the chicken nor the cabbage, right? Kafat chad. So one of the guys who was there got up. Ubirech al pergisa shakal. He thought he was a big chacham. He said, I'm going to make a shakal on the chicken. And that'll patter everything. So according to B'nai Moshe, of course it patters everything, right? Because shakal is all-inclusive, right? It includes the eitz, includes adama. According to the other Mefarshim, so he said, the grass is it even patters the grass because the grass is tafel to the chicken also, right? It's tafel to the chicken, right?
Topping.
Difficult. It's topping for the chicken. That's it's going to be, the Gemara is going to reject that Svara, but the Gemara says it's a topping for the chicken. And also, it's, of course, shakal is an inclusive bracha for the cabbage anyway. So his friends started laughing at him. the other guy was there, one of the other guys was there, so I'm laughing at him. So one of the reasons why he was laughing at him, obviously, would be, according to Bnei Moshe, that Sha'akol might include everything, but it's not a good baracha to make, because it's only b'di'evid on the eitz, and it's only b'di'evid on the adama, right? According to everybody else. So he started laughing at him because perhaps, as you said, the toppings are not bought to the chicken. So you don't solve any problems that way. Amalei bar kapor, so bar kapor said, lo lezeh gorgeron. Don't think only this guy is at fault because he is so hungry that he's willing to let slip the issue of the proper brachas. Eluchah lo glegon. But I'm upset at you also because you're a scoffer. Because it's not nice what you did to make fun of him. Zeh asar begar granuso. He did something bad because he was hungry. Atah lama lig lakta. Why did you scoff at him? Okay, so he gave musa to that fellow, to the scoffer. Now he gave musa to the fellow who jumped to make the bracha and eat. Lezeh amar, to the first guy, he said, Chacham ein kan. There's no wise man here. Zokin ein kan. There's no elder. Why didn't you ask me before you started eating? Amru, and they said that lo yotzer shnosan achemesu. Neither of them completed that year. They died within a year. So it seems like an awful big punishment for having made the wrong bracha. But I guess he had to have been there, see what it was. Rabbi Yisrael said, all right, fine. Hazlin on train. These two guys kicked the bucket. For lo shemim no klum. Well, yet we haven't heard what the halacha is. Okay, what good does it do if they die? Now we still have to know what the halacha is. Bar Kapor didn't tell us what to do in this situation.
Okay,
so
have a sandwich and make a
mozi. Right, right. Mike Dane, what's the halacha here? So it makes sense to say that Mivoyach al Kafluta. You make a bracha on the Kafluta, in other words, on the cabbage. Shakoni Ebid Varo, Tfelo Lo. And then you make the Shakoni Ebid Varo. You're going to have to make on the. I'm going to explain according to most of the portion first. According to Bnei Moshe, it's difficult a little bit. What do you do with the prunes? The prunes should be first, right? Right, and they should be mentioned. So nonetheless, Bnei Moshe says, no, this is talking about what the evid would be. How, in other words, if you made adoma on the cabbage first, that would include the prunes. And then all you have to make is another shackle and the chicken. That's what Bnei Moshe learns, but that's difficult. Because it seems that there's no reason to leap out the heights. So therefore the other Mefarshim say, like the Mashbiach and the Ribbaz and others. So what it means is that, of course, they're not talking about prunes. They're talking about the grass. So the grass, we don't know what bracha to make on it. Therefore, we make adoma on the cabbage. We make shakol on the chicken. And then, no matter what, the grass is tafel to one of the two. One of them, it's either, if it's tafel to the cabbage, and then it's good with the adoma. If it's not tafel to the cabbage, requires its own bracha, you still made adoma, right? If it's not suitable to make adoma because it's only grass, so you eat it with the shahako. So that's the general halacha. Whenever you have a case of a mesubak, which bracha to make, so you take a couple of other things which require brachas, and you make those brachas, and then you yotzei on this third thing which you're unsure. Okay? All right, let's go on. Adav Hashem Yidulim in Aretz. Something which doesn't grow from the ground, Omer Shakol Ne'ebit Varo. Make a shakol. Al Chometz, on vinegar, Val Gubai, on locusts, Val Novlos. Those are unripe fruit which fell from the tree. Omer, you say shakol ne'evivar. Rav Yehuda Omer, kol shemin klola, anything which is a curse, such as locusts, or vinegar if it's your wine which went bad, or unripe fruit if it's your fruit which is not coming to term. So aim of vachlo, if you don't make a bracha on it altogether.
Even though you're getting
a no out of it. Even though you get a no out of it, yes. Still, since it's a klola, you couldn't make a bracha on it. Now, if you want to vinegar, Omer Baruch Dina Emes. When you find out, you make a Dina Emes. Balochlo, when you come to eat it, Omer Shakol Ne'evivar. So it's like Rabbana, right? In other words, yes, it's true, you're mourning about what happened. So you make two brachas, dynamis, and when you have it, you make a shakol, right? Because after all, it's vinegar, right? It's good for Pesach. Roguvai, similarly, if you see the locusts eating your field, omer baruch dynamis, baruchlon, doesn't mean you shouldn't eat them. When you eat them, omer shakol niyabidvaro. When you see that your trees are shedding unripe fruit, omer baruch dynamis. Baruchlon, however, when you come to eat them, omer baruch shakol niyabidvaro. Okay? Hoylfonav minim harvei. You got many different types of food in front of you. Rabbi Yudai Mary Bida says, "Im yesh b'neim mimin shiva." If one of them is from the shiva saminim, all of whom mevarich, you make the bracha on that one. V'chachomer mimin no, aleiz men shiurtz. So you can make a bracha whichever one you want. Now, of course, we paskin like, as you know, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, right? That you make on the shiva saminim first. However, we're going to see that the Mishnah has to be explained. It's not so simple what the Mishnah is talking about, and why we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Chachamim. And that's what we'll see anymore.
This was in the Bavli also.
All Mishnayos are in the common, right? All Mishnayos are common. Go to anything else, which are different. Well, sometimes the difference is the Mishnayos, but much more rarely. Rabbi Shimon Levi Omer, Ma Plikon, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, when do they argue, Rabbi and Rabbanon? Kshayo b'daito lecho pas. We had a mighty bread. Avalein b'daito lecho pas. But he didn't have a mighty bread. Kol amamoide. Everybody concedes. Shim yesh b'neem imin shiva. That if there is among the fruit which he's eating, a type of shiva samin salim for the seven species for Eretz Yisrael's praise, all of whom mevarich. And that he makes the bracha. Now, before we go further, Rabbi Shimon Levi is saying a fascinating thing. Shimon Levi is saying their derech was to eat, in fact, their forshpais, their first appetizer, before they made hamotzi. They were yait since it was intended to be part and parcel of the meal. So then they can make a birkas of yotze at the end with birkas hamosa. So then says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rabbanan only argued, your Yehuda, Rabbi Rabbanan only argued when he had in mind afterwards to eat bread. In that case, so Rabbi Yehuda says, doesn't matter, you eat first shiva saminim anyway. Rabbanan say it doesn't matter. Since the bracha achrona for all these things is going to be benching, they lose their significance. Because Rabbanan holds, as the Gemara will tell us later on, a very lumdish thing. What gives the shiva saminim their elevated status vis-a-vis bracha rishona? The fact that they have a more significant bracha achrona. You make ala michya, or ala eitz, or ala gofen, or all those brachas achronas. So, because they have an elevated bracha achrona, that's why they're more significant bracha rishona. Take that away, if you're going to bench anyway. So in that case, it doesn't matter which one you eat first. That's Rabbanan Svara. However, even Rabbanan agreed, Rabbi, if you're not going to bench afterwards, i.e. that the Shiva Saminim retain their higher character, so in that case, even Rabbanan agreed that Shiva Saminim comes first. You see that? So that's what Shimon Levi says. Let's see it in the slide again. Or my plea on Rabbi Rabbanan, when Rabbi Rabbanan argue, Kshar b'daitu lecho pas. If he had a mighty bread, so anyway he's going to bench. Avalein b'daitu lecho pas, but if he doesn't have mighty to eat bread, Kolam amoyde, everybody agrees. Shim yesh b'neem imin shiva, that if there's one, the shiva saminim there, all of whom mevarech, and that he makes the bracha. Om Rabbi Abba said, Tzorech levarech basof. Now, Rabbi Arba argues Rabbi Shimon Levi in a specific point, which Gemara is going to elucidate in a minute, but let's bring it out anyway first. Rabbi Abba says, if you have the appetizer before you have the meal, you have to make a bracha achrona on the appetizer. Rabbi Shimon Levi holds, if the appetizer, even the appetizer comes before you wash. So be a very big nafkamina, according to Rabbi Shimon Levi. Interesting, I never thought of this before. We don't paskin like this, Yerushalmi, but Yerushalmi, then if you were the smorgasbord or chasna, wouldn't make a bracha achrona on the smorgasbord, because those are the appetizers for the main meal. Theoretically speaking, obviously all sorts of other factors, such as the same room, interruption of the ceremony, all those kinds of things. But hypothetically, you could put yourself in the situation where you wouldn't make a bracha achrona after you ate the smorgasbord, right? As an appetizer for the meal.
Let's say fine now when you make kiddush, though. You don't say aleitz afterwards.
That's true, but that would be a special din in kiddush. You're right. We're gonna hypothetically that should be arrived from Shimon Levi.
Right.
Rabbi Abba would say that kiddush is a unique halacha. I mean, I don't know if it's explicit anywhere, but one could make that distinction because kiddush is affixed to the meal in a way which nothing else is affixed to the meal. But in any event, so it says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Abba, Tzarek Levarek Basov. You have to make a bracha at the end after you eat the appetizer. Now, when we paskin in this halacha is, it doesn't matter when you make the bracha achrona. If you have, say, a chavez before the meal, you have a grapefruit, and then you wash. So you can say the bracha achrona before you wash, during the meal, or after the meal. Because the bracha achrona is distinct from the meal, because it's on the grapefruit which you had beforehand. That's where we paskin, like Rabbi Abba.
Doesn't the benching include?
No, because you have the, that's like Rabbi Shimon Levi, that's the machlokas. Like Rabbi Shimon Levi, benching includes the grapefruit you had
right.
before you wash.
Right.
Now like Rabbi Abba.
Okay,
we pass like Rabbi Abba. Tzorech Levarech. You have to make a separate bracha on the appetizer which you had beforehand. Okay? So it says, well, I'm Rabbi Abba, Tzorech Levarech myself. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Hadad, Rabbi Ba, that which Rabbi Abba said, with Rabbi Shimon Levi. It's obviously arguing Rabbi Shimon Levi. The Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Ma pleading Rabbi the when Rabbi and Rabbi the argue, Rabbi and Rabbi the argue, Bishoya, Bidaito Lecha Pass. We had in mind afterwards to eat bread. Right? Because then Rabbi and old, there's no hierarchy, and Rabbi the old is still a hierarchy. I believe, man, Bidaito Lecha Pass, but it sounds clear that if he had no intention of eating bread, everybody agrees that if there's Shiva Saminim, you make the bracha on Shiva Saminim first. Why? Because it all depends on whether there is the unique bracha achrona or not. Umar Rabbi Abba said, came along and said, uvitzarech levarech basof. That regardless, you have to make a bracha at the end. So if that's the case, you would always have to put the Shiva Saminim first, according to Rabbi Abba. If, according to Rabbi Abba, let me make that more clear. According to Rabbi Abba says you always have to make a bracha achrona, regardless of when you had the appetizer. I mean, not regardless. Since you had the appetizer before the meal, you have to make a bracha achrona regardless. So therefore, Rabbi Abba could not agree to Rabbi Shimon Levi's statement that Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda only argued in a case where there is no bracha achrona for the appetizer. So then the Shiva Saminim according to Rabbanan lose their significance because there's no such case according to Rabbi Abba. According to Rabbi Abba, the appetizer always requires its own independent bracha. Okay? So says the Gemara, lo birich. What happens if you didn't make a bracha achrona on the grapefruit? You're supposed to, you didn't. So says Gemara again. This is Yerushalmi. We don't pass like this Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi says lo birich nasa tefela. B'di'evin yoytzi with birkas hamazon. If you didn't make the bracha achrona after the grapefruit, and you went ahead and you ate the meal, then birkas hamazon is sufficient. Titznin on Tamon, as you learned over there. Now this is an amazing application of the following statement. Koshu ikar vimo tfela, revarech al ikar upoiter sa tfela. Anytime you have a primary substance as secondary substance, you make the bracha on the primary substance and that bothers up the secondary substance. By us in the Bavli, that statement is used on bracha rishonah. That if you have an ikar and a tafel, say you have chveis, you have rice and tomato sauce, Right? So the rice is the ikur and the tomato sauce is the tofel. So you make a mazonos on the rice, like our minig. You don't make a bracha on the tomato sauce. Right? That's an ikur and tofel. But here, in the Yushalmi, ikur and tofel is being used on bracha achrona. It's saying if you have the ikur, the benching, so then the tofel, the bracha of Bari Nefashos or Alamichi or whatever it is exempted by the benching. So that's a unique application. We don't bask in that way. We bask in, again, if you have the grapefruit before the meal, you have to make a Bari Nefashos regardless. It floats separately. But it's clear here for the Yushalmi, it's not that way. The Chatchilu, you should make the Bari Nefashos before you wash. If b'dievet you did not, then the benching works for both. Okay? Says the Gemara, Hadar Garmizta, Grizmita. There was a certain Grizmita, which is a dish which we don't know exactly what it is, but it's made with turmus, which is a type of legume, and it's made with a whole bunch of spices, herbs, and toppings, some of which come from Shiva Saminim. So it's a very elaborate dish, and it's made from the base's legumes, that's the primary component, and all sorts of significant spices and other ingredients added in. And it comes as a dessert normally. It comes normally as a dessert. So it gets its own bracha, right? So it's a dessert, desserts get their own bracha. However, what bracha do you make? It has Shiva Saminim in it. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yirmishim Rabbi Yami said, Mivorech ala turmusa. You make the bracha and the legume. The Shiva Saminim in the toppings of that legume. On my Rabbi Levi said, Al Shein, this fulfills that which it says, Al Tigzol Dal Ki Dalu. Don't steal the poor person just because he's poor. But it's true, it's only a lowly legume. It's not in the Shiva Saminim, but it's the primary component of this dish. So here kicks in the principle again, whenever there's an ikur of a tafel, you make the bracha on the ikur, not on the tafel. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ad Kedun, that's only true b'shiyesh b'dayto lecho pas. Now, we're going back to the original halacha, which Rabbi Shimon Levi brought down at the beginning. Ad Kedun, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, when do we have machlokes b'shiyesh b'dayto lecho pas? Right? When he had in mind to eat bread. Then is machlokes Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda what to do. Whether you have to go by Shiva Saminim anyway, or whether you get to put whatever you want first as a preference. However, aloya b'dayto lecho pas, if you didn't have mighty bread, lo b'da. We said in this, there's no disagreement. Everybody agrees that in that case, the Shiva Saminim go first. Okay, let's bring a maisa like this. Concerning this, Ram Gamliel Zuga, Ram Gamliel the barber. This is not our Ram Gamliel. Normally, Reverend Gamliel the nasi. Here's our Gamliel, the barber. Soli Gabi Ilan de Beis Rabbi Yanai. So he went to a meal in the house of Rabbi Yanai. Chameso Nasvin Zeso. He saw them taking a olive. Umevarchin Lefonov Ulachrov. And they made a bracha before and after the olive. Doesn't say after. I was reading from the Pnei Moshe by accident. Even though they had a mighty make a motzi right afterwards. So they took an olive, they made a bracha at the beginning, bracha at the end, then they washed immediately, and they made a motzi, and they benched. What's wrong with this picture? Rabbi Shimon Levi, you don't do this. Rabbi Shimon Levi, there's no wash, any place you're going to eat bread, you don't make a bracha achrona. That's Rabbi Abba holds, you need a bracha achrona on the olives. Rabbi Shimon Levi, you don't make a bracha achrona. Says the Gemara, Amar, Rabbi Gamliel, the barber, said to them, Armelon, Vavdin Kedain? You're doing like this? How can you do this? That's like Rabbi Shua, that's not like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Good Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you don't make a bracha on the olives. You make only the not a bracha achrona on the olives. Only a bracha rishona.
So maybe they had no intention to eat the bread.
No, obviously that's the case. Otherwise, the whole maisa doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Zira Shalach. Rabbi Yitzira sent us the following story. Shaul Rabbi I'm sorry, he didn't send the story. Okay. Rabbi Yitzira Shalach Shaul Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman. Rabbi Zira sent a message of a query to Shmuel Bar Nachman. Rav Kahana b'shem Rabbi Yavina. Now, the son of here is messed up. You'll see that where the Mashbiach resorts the Gemara here. All the Mepharshim had different difficulties because the Gemara seems to be out of order. Not that anything is hard here, just somebody, it looks like somebody picked up the lines, threw them up in the air, and sent them through, let them fall as they might. So we'll just plot our way through them. Rav Zira Shal Shal, Rav Shmuel Rav Nachman, Rav Kahana b'shem Ravina said, Kol ha-mamoide shem yesh b'neem imin shiva, olav hu mevarech. Everybody agrees that if there is a min shiva involved, then all of them are make the bracha on that one. Rabbi Zira said, V'yoyus, that's good. Now, this line seems to be out of place, because if Rabbi Zira is asking the question, Rabbi Zira can't say that's good, right? Well, this seems to be clear. What we're saying is that if there's no bread involved at the table, so halacha, if there's no bread on the table, then, of course, min shiva comes first. How do we know this is true? Mimad ana. Now, the next line doesn't go make any sense in context. Mimad ana chamin rabbanan salkin l'reish yarcha. From that which I saw, the rabbi is going up to eat the Rosh Chodesh Suda and Shul, and they had a special mitzvah to eat every Rosh Chodesh. V'achlin anvin, and they would eat grapes. V'lo mevarchim b'soifa, and they wouldn't make a bracha achroina. V'lo b'sheyesh b'daito lechobas, and we're not talking about a case where there was bread in front of them, which is a very nice proof of Rabbi Shimon Levi's halacha. But it's nothing to do with whether you make min shiva first, because all he saw is that they ate grapes. From this mice, they don't say that they made a bracha on grapes over anything else. It says that they made a bracha on grapes and didn't make a bracha achrona because they were continuing to eat bread afterwards. So this maisa is not proving Rabbi Zira's previous point, but rather it's proved, which is that when there's no bread on the table, everybody goes that agrees that min shiva goes first. But it's proving the point on Amud Aleph, which is that wherever you're going to eat bread immediately after the appetizer, they don't make a bracha achrona on the appetizer. You rely on the bracha achrona of the bench. Okay, so the two separate things here, which have been thrown together because of some gearsome mistake. Going back to the issue with which Rabbi Zira began, meaning shiva, alezu mevarim mevarich, and this is probably the actual question which Rabbi Zira sent. If you had several types of minim shiva, and we all agree that if there's one, let's say there's dates versus chicken, then the dates come first. But what happens if you have dates and pomegranates and wheat on the table, then which comes first? So Tam and Armin, so the answer to that was that they said over there in Bavel, Kaidim Lemikra, everything which comes first in the Pasuk, Kaidim Lebracha, goes first for Bracha. And if it's next to the word Oretz, it comes first. So it says Eretz Zavas, Eretz Chita Usara V'Gefen Uteina V'Rimon Eretz Zeshemen Udvash. Right. So you go by the order, but not straight through the pasuk, but rather the word Eretz interrupts. So it's first Chita, then not Saor afterwards is the next one, but Chita then Zayis, because Zayis comes after the second word Oretz. So it's Chita, Zayis, Saora. Now we go after the second word Oretz. What's the second word after the second word Oretz? Tamarim. And then Gefen, Teina, Rimo. Okay, you understand what we're doing? In other words, the second Oretz means as if to start again. So it's Oretz, Oretz, then the first thing after the first Oretz, then the first thing after the second Oretz, then the second thing after the first Oretz, then the second thing after the second Oretz, and then the rest of it afterwards. Okay, and that's the way it works. Birchayayin Shalifnei, what time is it now?
8:40.
If you make a bracha on wine before eat, it helps for the wine. It helps for the wine after you eat. Now, in other words, they had back then a minhag to drink before the meal, to drink after the meal, but not in the meal. So the bar piyagafen before the meal patters the wine after the meal. Okay.
Did you
pass
that?
Yes.
If you're benching on the coast, don't you make a bracha?
Yeah, but that's because of the coast. That's because of benching the coast, not because of the new wine. Okay. A biracha by parish shalif ne'amozon. If you make a bracha on the parperes, which is a type of dessert, before here it's not an appetizer, but rather dessert. This is an appetizer. You make a bracha on an appetizer before you eat, before you you make amotzi. The parperes parperes shachar mozon. It works also for the parperes. The dessert, which is after the
the same food which used as appetizer.
No, whatever, if it's the same type, you know, same category, eitz or adam, whatever the case may be. Birechal pas patras aperperis. If you made a broch on bread, so it exempts the dessert. Now, this dessert, most of the Mepharshim say, is a dessert made out of flour. And this is true, this is where you paskin. Even though most of us make a bracha on desserts, we don't make a bracha on dessert when that dessert is cake. We don't make a mezonos on desserts. Ha'etz, ha'adoma, even charcoal on ice cream. But you don't make a mezonos when you have cake for desserts.
I thought you do if you didn't know that you were going to have cake for dessert.
No, assuming that you knew you were going to have a dessert, so you don't make any, not mezonos. Because this halacha. Birecha ala pas potes parperes. Birecha parperes, however, make a bracha even on a cake, this appetizer, lo potes a pas, it doesn't exempt the bread. Beishamirim, aflamaisik there. Beishamai says that, just like a parperes, a cake, does not potter a bread, so too it doesn't potter up a maisik there, which are noodles, or any other, kugel, something like that. In other words, cake, or any other type of mizonos dessert, or snack type substance, doesn't potter any other type of mizonos. We don't pass that way. We pass that the mizonos cake does not potter our bread, but it does potter up any other type of mizonos food which is being eaten in the meal.
So if you have like a kugel for dessert,
you don't make a bracha on it, right? Okay. Amar Rav Chisa. Rav Chisa said, "Lo tininon." We only said here ela biracha yain shalifne amozon. If you made a bracha on the wine before you ate, patas yain shalach amozon exempts the wine after you eat. Avolim biracha yain shabetoch amozon. But if you made a bracha on wine during the meal, lo patas yain shalach amozon doesn't work on the wine after the meal. Taman Armin in Bavel they said, Afilu biracha yain shalifne amozon. If you made a bracha on the wine which is within the meal, lo potes a yain. I'm sorry, shalif ne'amozon, which is at before the meal, lo potes a yain shalachar amozon, that it doesn't work for the wine after the meal. How can you say this? That's a direct contradiction to our Mishnah. But in the middle of our Mishnah, biracha yain shalif ne'amozon. If you made a bracha on the wine before the meal, potes a yain shalachar amozon works for after the meal. So how can you argue in our Mishnah? Says Maravuna, Rabbi Yishuv and Levi both said, they want to say, when does our Mishnah work? Only in a case when you're drinking kunditin wine. Kunditin is wine which has it's like a sangria. Has a lot of different flavors in it, from ground peppers and other stuff like that. It's not just pure wine. So therefore it's like a food. Since it's like a food, it's significant to carry over through the meal from before till afterwards. Any other kind of wine, if you made a bracha on it before the meal, that bracha does not carry till after the meal. If meals an interruption. But here, since it's a food, it's a wine, which in and of itself is a quasi food stuff, so the meal is not an interruption in the bracha on the wine. Okay? That's his interpretation. Rav Charan Amar, the other one of these two said, we don't know who said what, but one of the pair said it's kunditin, and the other one of the pair said, Kahadin de Shasi Chamor Besar Bilne. This is like a person who drinks wine after the Bilne. So after Bilne means, I forgot. Yeah, this is like somebody who, after he went to the bathhouse. Bilne Balon is the bathhouse attendant. So somebody who drank wine after he went to the bathhouse. Since it's after he went to the bathhouse, again, after he went to the bathhouse, although the wine itself was the same wine, they were accustomed to drink a lot of wine. So therefore, it would be assumed that he would drink before and after the meal. So since it was before and after the meal, it was, how should I put it, they were more koveya. They made more of a I'm not sure how to translate kvius. A more more designated wine drinking. In other words, it was more, when you normally drink wine before the meal, it doesn't necessarily follow your drink after the meal. Even if you tend to do so, it's sort of like a new episode. But when you're designating yourself and devoting yourself to the drinking of wine because you just came out from the bathhouse, so therefore that carries over from both before the meal to after the meal. The kvius is so great that it carries over from one to the other.
What's understood that you come out of the bathhouse, you're thirsty.
Right, so obviously you're going to drink more. And you're hot, you know, so obviously
before you even go in, you knew that when you come out.
Right, so it's more of a kvius. That's basically what it boils down to. Rabbi Chelbo and Rav Huna Rav, Shem Rabbi Chia Ruba, said, Pasabob Kistin Achar Amozon, a Pasabob Kistin, a piece of bread which is not a piece of bread, a cake. Right? Pasabob Kistin is not exactly true. We don't know exactly what a Pasabob Kistin is, whether it's a cake by virtue of the fact that it has a filling or because of the way it's made. Whatever the case may be, it's mazonos, not a mozi. So he had mizonos, achra mazon, and he ate it after the meal. Tuna bracha lefaneh ulachreah. You have to have a bracha before and after. Now, this is a new case. This, even though he didn't bench yet, it's before benching. This is your dessert. You're having cake for dessert. Chveis chocolate cake. You have to make mizonos, alamichya, and then bench. You have to make both. It's like completely out of the meal. Completely separate, a vent into itself. No. I'm Rabbi Yami said, Rabbi Yochan argues in this. I'm Rabbi Chizka, so I'm Rabbi Chizka, but Meo Polik, what's your, when do you argue? Maybe it's so he only argues when he ate something similar to that cake in the middle of your meal. Which, when doesn't the cake for dessert require its own bracha? When you already had something earlier in the meal, which is also mizonos, also pasabah b'kistin. Perhaps that's the only time Rabbi Yochanan argues. Amalei, no. So he said, no, afilu acham elsamim b'emtzah mazon. Even if he didn't eat from that type of cake in the middle of the meal, still the he doesn't have to make a bracha, a separate bracha on the cake at the end of the meal. And this is the way we paskin. Baskin cake does not require some bracha as long as you make made a mozi. As Rabbi Chagai B'Shem Rabbi Ziran said, also said the same thing. I feel Acha Mil Sami Ben for the Mills and still you don't make a broth in the cake. I'm Rabbi Chanina Bar Sisvei. Rabbi Chanina Bar Sisvei said, have an Elaine, there were certain individuals, the Neshayo, whose wives, I guess they were in the base of Medrash, and their wives would be Meshachin Lane, would send to them, Len Meshachin Lane, they would send. Should be Lehen, I guess, not Lane. So they would send to them, they said, Naklevasa. They would send something called Naklevasa. Now Naklevasa seems to be a sort of cake. And he's trying to bring a riot against Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Vavashavakla Mesar Mizone, he left them for after the meal, Umivarachla and Chilabasov. And he make a bracha upon them, both at the beginning and at the end. So, one could learn, like I just said, that it's a riot against Rabbi Yochanan, but on the other hand, one could learn that it's a riot for Rabbi Yochanan. In order to be Yotzi, the question of brachas, he would leave them, the way to say is that not they made a bracha on him at the beginning and at the end and in the middle of the meal, but he left them for after the meal and after benching in order then to make a separate bracha, mizon on a separate alamichya. It was in the meal, he thought, was afraid maybe a little like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore he didn't want to make separate bracha on them. So he left them for after the meal to be able to make a separate bracha on them. Okay, Rav Chuna achal tamin in piste. Rav Chuna used to eat his dates with bread in order not to have to make a separate bracha. Because if you eat it with the bread, so you don't make a separate bracha. That's true about any appetizer or dessert. If you eat it with bread, you don't make any separate bracha on it. Amalei Rav Chia Bar Ashi, so Rav Chia Bar Ashi said, Poli gata rabach, you're arguing on your Rebbe? Shovkon, who was his Rebbe? I guess Rav Chista, yes. No, it's Rav Chista who was his Rebbe? No, Rav Chia Rabach. Okay, Rav Chia Rabach. Poli gata rabach, you're arguing your Rebbe? Shokim b'sar mezoinach. In other words, don't worry about making a separate bracha. Leave them for dessert. Vad mevarach lehen techila b'sof. You make a bracha, and then both begin, and with that, you make a eitz and ala eitz on them. Why are you doing this? Why are you eating them with bread in order to avoid the bracha? Just make the bracha. What's the problem? Amalei said that this is my... It's like a jelly. Like preserves. In other words, the way I eat my meal is by spreading the dates or eating the dates together with the bread. It gives a different flavor to the bread. So I guess you could call it Iker and Tofel. That's right. It makes the dates Tofel to the bread. And that's why he doesn't make a bracha then. But he wasn't doing it to be Yaitzi the Safi brachas. He's doing it because he enjoyed eating it that way. So that was okay. Okay? So it says the Gemara. Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yossi. Sokin l'mishtei, the Rabbi Chanina and Snoye. They went to the chasta of Rabbi Chanina and Snoye. So Api Kumen, Pasuk Barakisa, so they gave them cake, lachar amosa. And after the meal was over. So it was before benching, after meal was over. So what are they supposed to do? Armin, they said, Nishbu Kufana, let's leave that which you learned from the Amoroim. The Nesu Lon Mas Nisan, let's learn out from a Brisa. What does the Brisa say? The Tani learned Rabbi Mona Bel Mar, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, who said, name Rabbi Yehuda, Shomar, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, the name Rabbi Yehuda, Pasal Bob Kisnin, Lachar Amozo, a Pasal Bob Kisnin cake. Which comes after the meal to a bracha, even though it's before benching, requires a bracha lefaneh before and ulacharel. So this is quite clear. You do need a bracha, but this is stated in the name of individuals: Rabbi Mano, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Sagli. Mikay Amre, they said, Mikay von dahen yichidoi, since they're individuals. It must be the Rabbanu Pligi loving. Does the Rabbanu argue on them? On Nevid Ki Rabbanon, we're going to do like Rabbanon. So what did they do? They didn't make a bracha on it. Since it's cake, you're yotzi with the bread, you don't make a separate bracha on the cake. Amar Marinus, Marina set, Bay Rabbi Yeshua, in the house of Rabbi Yeshua, Ain Dachlu Garmize. There's a certain individual who ate Garmize. Garizme. Garizme was that legume dish, which we had back here on Mem Zayin Wad Aleph. That was called Garizmetov. So it's the same thing. Garizme. He ate Garizme. Vesalis. And cake. Something made out of flour. So he ate the legume dish and the flour. So he said the legumes, pater, the stuff which is mixed into them, even though Shiva Saminim. However, even though he makes a bracha on the grizmita, b'soifa, at the end, lo pater sulta. It doesn't pater up the cake. And, not just at the end, but even in the beginning. The Pnei Moshe points out. In other words, the ikar and tafel, in the grizmita itself, it says you make the bracha on the legume and not on the shivas haminim. Neither bracha achrona nor bracha rishona, separate and distinct, does not apply to cake. The cake requires its own bracha. Okay?
And the cake comes first. That bracha comes before the shivas haminim. Well, before the legume.
Yeah,
sure.
It comes before the legumes. Says Mar, wait a minute. Mak Beishamai. At first, Mar says that going like Beishamai. Beishamai is the one who says that the desserts don't pater, that we said parperes doesn't exempt the Maisa Kedera. Which sounds like Mizonos don't pater Mizonos. But the Gemara understands that at this point, that the dessert does not pater cake. This is like Beishamai. Beishamai is the one that Mishnah said dessert don't pater, doesn't pater up cake. We hold, it must be by inference, that dessert does pater up cake. So here too, make the bracha on the garzima and grizma, and you won't have to make a bracha on the cake. Says Maramak Beishamai, to Beishamai Oimer, because it's Beishamai that Mishnah said Aflo Maisa Kedera, that even that cake, that parperis, that dessert stone, don't exempt any mizonos. As Mar Rabbi Yosef said, no, divrei koli. Everybody agrees. In this, everybody agrees. How so? If you make a bracha on bread, pater parperis, that works for cake and maisa kedera and noodles as well. Kedivrei Beisil. Beishamai says that this is an interpretation of the Mishnah. That bread does not pater noodles. Any other main dish made out of mizonos. If you made a bracha on a dessert first, everybody agrees that does not exempt bread. Nor does it exempt my sekter, nor does it exempt any other type of mizonos as well. Now, the Gemara is a little, I glossed over it a little bit, because the Gemara is really unclear as to whether parperis means a dessert with flour or without flour. So I gave it the way I understand it. I'm just saying this for truth and advertising purposes. But it's a little bit difficult to interpret the Gemara whether parperis means with flour, without flour. But the bottom line is, the way we paskin is that all mizonos pater is all mizonos. Nothing else pater is mizonos. Even if the mizonos is a secondary part of your dessert, you still have to make a separate mizonos on it. One exception, if it's a bona fide tofel, such as if you're talking having herring on a tam-tam, in order to eat the herring more conveniently, then you talk, don't make a bracha on the mizonos. But it's just two separate desserts. One dessert does not pater the dessert does not pater the cake. And the havamina really in our mishnah was to say machlokas beisham and besils, whether one type of cake paters another type of cake. One mizonos pater is another mizonos. Beishamai said it never does. Beisil says yes, the mizonos does pater another kind of mizonos.
What about, let's say,
what time's in hell?
Nine. 2:00.
Okay.
What about, let's see, pie a la mode? We have...
what is pie a la mode?
Ice cream on a pie or on a cake.
So it's just plopped down on the pie.
Yeah, you have to make ice cream on...
You have to make two separate brachos. You have to make two separate brachos. If you have a cream cake, which is cooked, baked together, the cream was baked together with the cake, then you make one bracha. But there, it's just plopped down on top. So that's not so... You know, plopped is not an elegant word to use for food, but...
We're
going to
have
5 hours, maybe? We're supposed to have 9:15, we're supposed to have. Okay. I'm just about finished, Mr. Berenson.
Thank you.
Detroit. All right, I have two more lines to do. You want to open up a Gemara for two lines? It can't hurt. We're stopping at Mishnah tonight. I'm Mem Chesem and Base. There's no stopping point in the middle. Rabbi Abba prayed to Rapapa boy. He asked the question. Ahain, concerning an individual, the Archel Silas, he ate cake. Who vadaite mecho pita, wants to eat bread afterwards. Mao mevarch al suta b'soifa. Does he make a bracha on the cake before he washes and eats the birkas hamozo? Rabbanan the kisarin pashila, tzarech levarch b'sof. Rabbanan the kesarin said that he has to make a bracha achrona on the cake. So again, this is where it came before the cake. He had the cake before the meal, and then he was going to eat the meal afterwards. So he has to make a bracha achrona on the cake. Now it sounds to me like this argues in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which you said before. We mentioned earlier Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi shita is that whenever you have an appetizer before the meal, before you wash. You have the appetizer before you wash, then you don't make a separate bracha on the appetizer, bracha achrona on the appetizer. Rather, you eat it with benching, right? We said before, back then, the Rabbi Abba argues. Rabbi Abba, you do make a separate bracha achrona on the appetizer, and then you bench after, then you make wash in the bench.
He eats cake.
What?
Cake is an appetizer?
No, so there's a new thing. Then there's a separate case. The Shiloh is here, if you have a cake, and that's not necessarily a cake, solus could be anything.
I'll tell you why to show you.
Yeah, better be a good one, though. Yeah.
This was, it had to be at the resort. It was a Rabbi Farber, he was the Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, we made Kiddush there, and he said, let's go out, because there's a machlekes, but you have to make a bracha for him or not. We made a bracha for him, and we walked out. Then we came back, and we washed.
That's like our Gemara. That's very good. In other words, he's learning to suffix. He learned to suffix. Our minig goes to make a bracha. Our minig is to make a bracha achrona. Yeah.
Let's say kiddush, Shabbos kiddush. You make kiddush and you eat mazonos, and
right,
then you're going to wash.
Right. So our minig is to make a bracha. However,
as a machlekes, so he says, in order to avoid the problem, just walk out a little bit, go around the
park. Right. But that's about, but here he brings out the Aruch HaShulchan, I wrote a commentary on the Yerushalmi. He says, he paskins that in this case.
Have his,
It's in the back of the big Gemara, so actually. It's called the Mecha Maim. I think it's in, you don't have it back there, but I think it's back in the big Gemara. It's a Gera Chosid, a modern fellow. But in any event, the Aruch HaShulchan, I think it's in the back here. I have it in this little book. Maybe not. But in any event, the Aruch HaShulchan says a very interesting thing. He says that L'maisa Yipaskins, if you have cake before the meal, you don't make a bracha on the cake. Birkas HaMazon is good enough. So what about this Maisa? So he learns this Maisa not like the Pnei Moshe. He had in mind to that not that he had in mind to eat the cake afterwards, but rather he didn't have in mind to eat the cake afterwards.
He had in mind
only to eat the cake, not to wash. And that's why the Gemara has a safek, and the Gemara says sarich levarich, that he has to make a bracha after the cake. However, if he had in mind lemaisa koin yorcha shulchan, if he talk had in mind to eat the cake and then afterwards to immediately thereafter wash, so then he paskins that Yitaka only make a mizonos, Al-Nathilas Yadayim, Hamotzi, and benching, and there's no Al-Michil.
What's the point of
Excuse me?
If you make a bracha, don't make a bracha.
The question is whether we consider the meal to be part and part. We consider that appetizer to, or whatever you eat before the meal goes.
You're talking about
you had in mind to eat right after the cake to eat to wash. You had in mind right after the cake to wash, so glides right after washing.
Take an appetizer?
Sure. Yeah. That's the case here, according to the Aruch HaShulchan.
Shabbos morning. Don't
call it an appetizer. Call it a first course. But it glides right into the meal, according to the Aruch HaShulchan.
No, the question is...
No, I'm just curious. Let me get talk and get a Shulchan Aruch. Maybe we do pass it. My impression is always that we don't pass it like this, Rabbi Shulchan Levi. That we do make separate brachas. But once we have a couple minutes tomorrow... We do pass it like Yerushalmi. The Mishnah Berurah says, at least by Mizonos, he says that Bimlo Birech Achi Birech Birkos HaMazon. Oh, this is only by Mizonos, so I don't know about the anything else. He says, but the Evet, if he didn't make it depends. He's really he waffles here a little bit, Mishnah Berurah. Says if he ate the Mizonos, this time he ate Mizonos before the meal. If he ate it just for pleasure or to satiate your intense hunger, then you have to make a bracha achrona before the meal. If you only, however, b'di'evit, if you forgot and you made birkas hamazon, so b'di'evit birkas hamazon paters all mizonos. Then you don't have to, you don't make a mizon amichi afterwards. And some say that if your intent was
in the middle of it, there's one svar says that in the middle of the meal. You stop and you make a bracha achrona.
Right, but he says not that way, at least not by Mizonos.
There is a day on
that. I know.
Does he bring it there?
No, not here. This is all Mizonos. But he says, okay, here he brings down everything else. So Mizonos, but you're yotze with benching. That's certainly the case. Mizonos is yotze with benching. You're yotze with benching. Now he says, harotze lecho kolom tilas adayim lusuda. You want to eat before you wash. The stuff which you're going to have to make a bracha in the meal. If you wait in the meal, you have to make a bracha. Such as an apple. Let me read it.
Before you go on.
We're not going to be able to see it then.
Well, there's not
a million
anyway.
No, it's coming.
If he ate mazonas before the meal.
Yes.
Then he had in mind to eat mazonos during the meal.
Then he doesn't make a separate mazonos.
Then the mazonos before the meal, patas the mazonos within the meal.
That's right, that's for sure.
So that would...
Then you don't make a separate bracha achrona. Okay, now you got to give me. You have to listen in silence for a minute, because otherwise we'll never finish.
What?
You have to keep me quiet for a second.
For 30 seconds.
I wrote to the echo, called him to see if you die. You're on TV before washing. Stuff which were he to have it during the meal, such as a grapefruit. You would have to make him. He has a grapefruit before he washes. Okay? And you have in mind to have a grapefruit after you wash as well. You're going to do both. Right? Now, and you want this bracha on the grapefruit, the aleitz on the grapefruit now, to potter up the grapefruit during the meal. So then, obviously, you don't have to make a bracha achrona. Because this is all for the meal. However, if you're going to, if you're talking about fruit, you eat before the meal the type of food which you don't have to make a bracha later on during the meal, such as the chves eat lettuce or a pickle before the meal, which you don't have to make a bracha on afterwards, right? So he says here, such as a potato or some sort of other type of vegetable. So in that case,
eat it before the meal?
Yeah, eat it before the meal.
As an appetizer?
Yeah, but it's not a true appetizer.
What?
It's not a true appetizer.
It's a nash.
It's a nash. Right? It's potatoes. Eat potatoes before the meal.
Did he say an appetizer?
No, it's potatoes. No, he says dafka, not an appetizer.
Oh, not an appetizer.
Not an appetizer. In that case, it definitely needs a bracha achrona. You're not yotzi with any, because it's not at all affiliated with the meal. Okay? Now, if you eat an appetizer beforehand, so that, in other words, it's something which is takan appetizer, such as he says here, taka, a pickle, he says, is an appetizer.
Relish.
Relish, right? Then you don't make a bracha achrona, because it's shayach to the meal. Okay?
Even though you ate it before
the meal. Even though you ate it before the meal, and you're not going to eat anything similar to
the meal. The meal didn't start until you washed.
Right. But nonetheless, it was a preparation for the meal, so you have to make you don't have to make a separate bracha achrona for it. And
so that if you had
so that's
kiddush,
it. That's basically it.
So if you had kiddush, you know you're staying for the meal after the kiddush.
Yeah, but then it's not part of the meal. Just a minute. If you had Adarab, it's good. If you had during the kiddush, you had a chves chopped liver, right? Because you're hungry. Not because you're going to have chopped liver during the meal. It's not an appetizer for the meal, but it's because you're hungry. So in that case, you're not going to make a, you would have to make a separate bracha achrona on the chopped liver, regardless of whether you benched afterwards, or on the tuna salad, or an egg salad, whatever it is.
It's only if it's a grapefruit or a pickle or something like that, which is in order to whet your appetite for later on, so then you don't have to make a separate bracha achrona on it. Okay? So that's the case. All right? If it's, again, if it's a mizonos, you certainly yotze with benching. Yotze with benching. No
then
doubt about it.
You don't have to make a bracha achrona.
Right.
You said your custom is to make a bracha.
No. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. If you had in mind, if you didn't have in mind to eat, if you didn't have in mind, if he ate cake, and at the time he had the cake.
I understood you to say, if you ate cake, your minhag is to make a bracha. Is that right or
no? No, it depends what he had in mind.
Well, you made a blanket statement.
Oh, but now I'm qualified. I have the right to renege.
Oh, okay.
If he ate cake, right, with the intent to eat immediately afterwards a meal, no bracha achrona. If he ate
cake
with the intent to eat the meal immediately afterwards.
You knew you weren't going to eat a meal right after you ate the
even
cake.
Though he's hungry, he's eating the cake.
Yes.
He's still...
No bracha achrona.
No,
you had the meal right afterwards.
What's the difference if he's eating cake or eating whatever?
Potatoes.
Yeah.
No difference. Oh, the difference is difference is once you benched.
You said
the difference is once you benched. If then you benched, so it works for the cake, but it doesn't work for the potatoes.
Why not?
Because potatoes are not. If you benched on cake, it works. But the avenue bench on potatoes, it doesn't work. If you had French fries and then you bench, it doesn't do any good for the potatoes. All right, what is it? 9:15 already?
9:13.
There's only the evidence on cake.
That's true, but there's no such the evidence on potatoes. Let me summarize, since we have to dive in 2 minutes. If you had cake with the intent to have a meal immediately thereafter, you don't make a separate bracha. If you had cake with that and then decided, you know what, I'm going to have a meal afterwards, so then you should make a
mechia. You never make a bracha chrona. What would you make a bracha if you ate cake?
What?
If
you didn't have in mind to eat the meal afterwards. You didn't have in mind to eat a meal afterwards.
You never make a bracha chrona?
No. If you didn't have a... You do. You do.
If you make a bracha.
Yes. If you didn't have in mind to have a meal immediately thereafter, you make a bracha chrona.
You're only invited.